This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the call in number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau. They're the main title sponsor of the show. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It contains six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes the first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins are investment quality. Get all six coins for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now just for my audience for only $99. Call right now at 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. My website's Root for America. You can find me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. This show today, of course, is about Kavanaugh. But I got to read you a story, and I'm going to read it again in the third hour on Newsmax Television, which we announced today is going from 50 million homes to 80 million homes over the next year. Just signed a new gigantic deal with Comcast Xfinity. Anybody who's got Comcast Xfinity in the United States of America over the next year will be able to watch the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. Thank you, Newsmax. Thank you, Comcast Xfinity. But here's the article I want to read you, because my question is, how many lives has Obama ruined, and is Obama a racist? When you talk about racist, and I got to listen all day long what a racist Donald Trump is, and if you listen to Joe Biden, we're all racists who support Donald Trump. We're all terrible racists, and what did he call us today? Whatever it was, an awful name. I can't remember what it was, because I don't have it right in front of me. I stuck it back in the stack. Here it is. We're the dregs of society who support Donald Trump. Dregs of society. But here's what the dreg of society, ultra-liberal, Muslim sympathizer Barack Obama did. So this letter is just dated a couple of days ago. Dear Mr. Root, I feel compelled to write this to you in light of Obama's recent speech taking credit for President Trump's booming economy. This is my family's personal story of how we became victims of Obama's car industry bailout. I'm not going to say which car company. I'm not going to give the names of the people. All hell broke loose for my family. In violation of our Fifth Amendment rights, confiscation without compensation, my family's car dealership, I won't say what kind of car, located in, I will not say what state, was confiscated by the government, which forced the car company to terminate our franchise agreement. My father, and I won't say his name, purchased the dealership in its first location in 1952 when I was 4 months old. This dealership has been in my family for 58 years. We were looking forward to our 60th anniversary of being in business in the same community. My family was going on its third generation of running the dealership. We desperately tried to fight this, including going to Washington with many other dealers to petition our representatives, but to no avail. And then she names her representatives, all Democrats. As with any business that is successful and grows throughout the years, the dealership was in its third location when we were forced to close in 2010. This happened to 2,800 GM and Chrysler dealerships across the country, exactly 2,200 GM dealers, 600 Chrysler dealers. GM was initially going to just renegotiate their union contracts, but Obama threatened to withhold the bailout money, stating that GM could not touch his unions as they got him elected. He told GM to instead get rid of dealerships, totally unaware they were privately owned. GM told him dealerships were their customers and the network through which they sold their vehicles and were privately owned. But Obama refused to acknowledge that. Now, here's where this person injects their opinion. They say, instead, white male Republican dealers were targeted for closure. Female minorities and Democratic donors were allowed to stay in business. Now, I've heard this story for years. But I never heard any proof. No one ever sent me their name and told me the name of their dealership and the town it's in, and their family owned it for 58 years, and it was taken away from them, and this was Obama's plan, and they knew for a fact that dealerships owned by females, minorities, and Democratic donors were allowed to stay in business. I've heard that to be a fact, but never knew it to be a fact, but I'm just reading what this person says. GM's cover story was that our dealership did not have a freeway location. However, many dealerships that were left alone because they had Democratic donors or owned by women or minorities were also not on freeways. My brother, who became the dealer after my father passed away, had no choice but to lay off all the employees. New car salespeople, used car salespeople, office staff, mechanics, new car lot managers, used car lot managers, drivers, janitors, painters, security people. Most employees had been there 20 to 30 years. One mechanic had been there for 43 years. He was crying as he packed up his tools. Each dealership employs between 100 and 350 people. I stood outside with my brother as he cried while looking out over the entire lot. He said to me, "See all these people? I put food on their table. I put their children through school. I pay their mortgages, their rent, and now I have to let them go. All of our employees felt like family. We were devastated. Our lives tragically fell apart. It destroyed my entire family. My brother committed suicide. He shot himself in the head two blocks from home in his truck. We heard that 52 auto dealers across the country committed suicide and that my brother was number 11. We think my brother felt all he had left was to take care of his family and it was the proceeds of his life insurance policy. I personally not only lost my brother, I lost my job, I lost three-quarters of my income, I lost our home to foreclosure, I lost my car, I lost our health insurance, I lost our gasoline credit card, and overall ruined our credit, which we're still dealing with to this day. My family struggled a couple of years to make use of the property by opening a small used car lot, but it ultimately failed and had to be closed down. My husband and I are still struggling with back taxes on the money that Obama and the government confiscated from us, and that is where we are today. Please do not publicize our names, as we're now in our 60s and we are afraid of the vicious left." And then she gives me her name, her phone number, her email, her fax number. "Please look up the following on the internet. P.S. How Obama crushed thousands of auto dealerships. How Obama ruined car dealerships. Ohioans are no fools. Obama did not save your automotive jobs." So I haven't had a chance to look all that up yet, but I don't need to because over the years I saw many stories written about the fact that the way they decided which dealers would be taken away and closed down and therefore bankrupted and ruined financially is whoever gave to the Republican Party, Obama ordered them shut down, and whoever didn't give to the Republican Party but gave to the Democratic Party, Obama ordered their dealerships to be kept open. This person says it depends if you were a minority, it depends if you were a woman, and it depends if you're a Democratic donor. I would not doubt any of that, but I don't know it to be a fact. I'm reading you as the letter was written to me by a heartfelt person. I read this letter and tears came out of my eyes. I don't know what else to say. This is a great example of how Obama ruined so many people's lives, and the media doesn't care. They talk about a Republican who takes away your health care. They won't talk about an Obama who takes away your car dealership and ruins the lives of every person working for that car dealership and results in 50-plus suicides of car dealers all over the United States. These are people, I assume, that were making, you know, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million 1 year, and the next day they're out of business, they lose everything they've got, they owe money, they can't pay it, they owe loans, they can't pay it, they owe back taxes, they can't pay it, and their lives are ruined because they don't have any capital to go ahead and open a new business. Everything was tied up in their business, and when it closed, they lost everything. I could see it happening because I had the same type of situation for 8 years under Obama, and every business I had was dying because of the Obama economy and dying because of Obama taxes and dying because of Obama regulations and, most importantly, dying because of Obamacare's regulations that literally sucked the life and sucked the money out of every hardworking business owner in the United States of America, which is how Obama Obama wanted it. He wanted to destroy us all because we're the ones who vote Republican. We're the ones with the money. He wanted reparations. This was the way to subtly go after reparations and income redistribution. Take it from the people who have it, who are predominantly white, by the way, but not all. Some of the people who lost under Obama were black or Hispanic, but he doesn't care. Obama doesn't like anyone with money. That's the way all communists are. They hate everybody with money except they themselves think they should be rich. No problem there. Obama gets $500,000 a speech. Obama gets $20 million for a book deal. Obama gets business deals. Obama gets his TV deal with Netflix. Obama's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but he doesn't give a damn. Everybody else with money, take the money away from him. He's the only one that deserves it. So I just thought all of you need to hear that story. I'm going to read it on Newsmax TV tonight. Everyone on Newsmax needs to hear it. This is what happened to the United States under Barack Obama, and nobody wants to talk about it. No one in the mainstream media cares. People's lives were ruined in numbers that are too big to even believe. And by the way, I know several people who claim they lost their car dealerships because of Barack Obama. So I thought you need to hear that story. Back to Judge Kavanaugh. He says he was not at the party in question. Not at the party in question. The latest news is that they're going to have hearings, and they've invited both Kavanaugh and the woman accuser in question to that hearings at a public hearing. This is going to be fun, huh? This is going to be Clarence Thomas all over again. You're going to try and fry a guy. You're going to try and lynch a guy who's got an impeccable record, never done anything wrong in his life, and you're going to make up stories and try and besmirch him and ruin him. But you know what? I love it. Because this guy's going to make mincemeat out of all of you, and the sympathy of the American people is going to go to Kavanaugh. It's going to go to the Republican Party. We are going to be so angry and so disgusted. We're going to come out like screaming banshees with pitchforks in our hands, and we're going to burn down Washington. You know what's going to happen on November 6th? We're not going to physically burn down Washington. We're going to create a revolution by burning down the Democratic Party. We're coming with the pitchforks. We're coming with the fire. We're coming with the tar and feathers. And we're going to take Washington. But we're not going to hurt anyone. We're just going to wipe every Democrat off the face of the political map.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, people are always asking me, how the hell do you do what you do without your head exploding, without having a stroke, without having a heart attack, without dropping dead from something? Because you go at 1,000 miles an hour, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And believe me when I tell you, I don't take weekends off. Usually about 8 months a year, I conduct all my business on the weekends because there's not enough time Monday through Friday with radio and TV. So my business is on the weekends. But then there's 4 months a year where I don't even have time for business on the weekends because I'm watching football because I've got a giant sports handicapping company. And so really this time of year, it's football all day long on Saturday, college, on Sunday, NFL, plus business in the morning, whatever I can get in before the games start, plus, you know, an entire week of radio, TV, and everything else I do. So people don't get how you do it. Well, Synagenics is how I do it. It is the global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They help you to defy aging, a proven scientific approach to healthy aging. Now, don't take my word for it. Watch my Newsmax TV show. Every person that watches it constantly tells me, oh, my gosh, you look fantastic. Your face is thinner than it's ever been. You look like you have lost weight. You look like you're younger. Your hair is thicker. All kinds of wild things are happening. It's because of the program Synagenics put me on. They put me on a special diet. They put me on special exercise. They took care of me with a hormonal program and just a special diet. It's really been amazing because I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm losing weight. I've lost 10 pounds. I've probably gained about 20 pounds of muscle, somewhere between 15 and 20. They suspect 20. I'm supposed to go in. I'll let you know after I go in, but I just haven't had time to go in there yet to do the measurements. But for your free, no-obligation consultation, you can get the Wayne Root treatment and look and feel younger than you've ever looked. Call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA. They got clinics all over the USA, and they can speak to you over the phone, and they've got stuff on their website you can buy. 888-YOUNGER, it's a free, no-obligation consultation. Ask them how you did it for Wayne Root and tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. Free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synergenics.com. So, it looks like there's going to be hearings on September 24th. It's going to be pretty exciting stuff, and it's going to be a war, baby. It's going to be Kavanaugh against this woman. And she is a liar, as sure as I'm standing here. And she is nutty, and she's going to cry, and she's going to bat her eyelashes. She's from the I Hate Men Club. And I'm just sick of it. Look at the woman who's representing her, another one who looks like she's in the I Hate Men Club. They're just a bunch of angry liberal feminists who hate Republican men more than anything in the world. I can't even say white Republican men, because remember Clarence Thomas. They're willing to go after anybody on the right. They went after, what's the name of that guy who ran for president? Herman Cain, who's black and Republican. If they could, they'd go after Ben Carson. But, you know, Ben is like the most perfect, wonderful, loving doctor that ever lived. And they left him alone because he never got close to the presidency. But if he had, I guarantee you they would have made up a story about Ben Carson. So it isn't a white or black thing. It's a Republican or Democrat thing. They hate Republican men. They hate straight Republican men. Probably primarily white straight Republican men, but certainly if you're black and you're straight and you're going to run for office and you're going to pass programs that help successful people and help small business owners and in their mind hurt people on welfare and food stamps, then you're a bad guy. You're evil. And you must be stopped. And the ends justify the means, as taught by Saul Alinsky and many other commies like him. And so they go after you. But just keep in mind that this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, was vetted 6 times by the federal government. And I ran into a guy yesterday at the store shopping. You know, everywhere I go now, everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. It's kind of weird. You can't even go out anymore unless you look your best, because everybody knows you. So, I mean, no matter where I go, it's not like you can ever go to the store anymore like with your pajamas on, you know. Everywhere you go, people are judging you because they all know you. So I got to always look my best, and I got to always be nice. A 5-minute trip to CVS turns into a 15-minute trip because 8 people want to have a conversation with me about politics. But I do it every time because I love all of you, and I know the one time you meet me could be the only time I'll ever meet you in my life. And I want you to feel good about having met me. I'm someone who's really, it's the most important thing in my life that I'm nice to my fans and I take care of you. But this guy said to me at CVS yesterday on a Sunday, he stopped me and said, oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. I got to tell you something. I used to work for the Justice Department. And you know how strict the vetting is by the Justice Department? They asked me if I drank, and I said, no, I've never drank alcohol. And they went and visited my neighborhood where I grew up and asked my parents' neighbors if you ever saw him drinking. And the people said, yes, he has 2 drinks before dinner. So they came back to me and said, you lied on your form. You said you never drink. And we've interviewed people who know you. And he said, wait a minute, did you say junior or senior? And he said, I didn't know there was a difference. And the interviewers realized they made a mistake. He's junior. When they went back and asked, his dad always had 2 drinks before dinner. He's never had a drink. So when he said, I don't drink, he was telling the truth. They do that much of an interview. This guy Kavanaugh's had 6 federal interviews for being major judge, major DOJ positions, just like that, and no one's ever gotten a thing on him. You really believe this woman? She's a liar. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Depression Florence could drop another 5 inches of rain onto already waterlogged areas of the Carolinas and Virginia today. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the danger hasn't left.
This is an epic storm that is still continuing. The rivers are rising in certain parts of our state. Some areas have not seen the worst flooding yet.
There's now one road open to the people of Wilmington. They were cut off due to high water. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has called for a meeting. She's accusing Russia of violating economic sanctions imposed on North Korea.
Deny, distract, and lie. We have heard this same song many times before. And now you've been cheating on sanctions agreements and have gotten caught.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 50 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, and the huge announcement made today, which I've been telling all of you is coming. I've been hinting left and right that we're about to add a gigantic new cable carrier. We did. Comcast owns Xfinity all over the United States. It's in about, 25 million homes. Maybe it's as many as 30 million. I know Newsmax said today in their press release that we reached 50 million homes, and over the next year we'll be in 80 million. So we're going to be adding 30 million homes. I don't know if all of those are Xfinity, Comcast, or not, whether they've got another deal up their sleeve, and Xfinity's 25 million, and maybe another one is 5 million. But they said instantly we'll have 10 million new cable homes on Xfinity, and then over the next year add another 20 million to be a total of 80 million homes. Big news today. But if you're in a cable area that does not get Newsmax TV, so you cannot watch my show, I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to call this phone number and demand that they pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. Newsmax will pick up the phone and ask your area code or zip code, and they will instantly connect you to your local cable carrier, and you can, for free. It won't cost you a penny to call, and it won't cost you a penny when they connect you to your local cable system, and you will tell them, I want my Newsmax TV. So give Newsmax TV a call. They'll handle it all for free, 844-500-6397. So big news, Newsmax TV and my show, The Wayne Allen Root Show with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week, will now be in 80 million homes. Thank you, Newsmax. Thank you, Comcast, Xfinity. We've got our guests here, Megan Barth. Our websites are ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. And then today is a special day because usually I'm on with you Thursday, but then you have a special day because I think you're introducing POTUS, right?
No, you got that wrong. No. Introducing POTUS. He's coming down here, and I am on the VIP list to be in the back meeting POTUS and taking a nice picture with POTUS. I'll spend some time with him and talk about my book, but I'm not introducing POTUS. That one that choice is up to much bigger people than me. You have no idea what you have to go through to get those kind of things going on. And I believe me when I tell you, I could tell you on the air, but your eyes would roll how hard it is to become that person, how many people are in the way, and how many people throw barrels in front of you to make you jump through the air and figure out how to overcome those barrels. All I could tell you is one of my best friends was in the White House last Wednesday night with the President of the United States, who said, and I quote, "I love Wayne Allen Root." And my friend said, "Well, I hear you're going to be in Vegas next Thursday. Wayne should be your opening speaker." And he said, "Done. Wayne is the opening speaker when I come to Vegas next Thursday." Then when it got time for all the people involved in the process, a lot of people were, I needed to speak to 20 different people, and all of them were like, "The president told you that? Really? We have to check with the White House. Are you sure the president told you that? We have to check with the White House. We'll ask the White House. We'll call the president. We'll find out if he wants to overrule who actually is already chosen to speak that day." And so as of now, all I'm going to say is I will be backstage with the president, and I'll have a chance to chat with him. I'll have a chance to take a photo with him. I don't know that I'm going to be introducing him. That was the way it was planned by the president himself. That doesn't seem to be the plan plans of the people organizing the event. But we'll see. We'll see. It's that difficult, Megan. It's not like you wake up one day and just president says something and it happens. His own people do things that are against his own wishes sometimes, and it's just a hard thing to make happen. Anyway, long story.
Well, things could be worse. I mean, you could be Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, at this point, I don't know why anyone runs for office. I don't know how anyone has a life where in high school they did nothing that could be blown out of proportion someday and embarrass you in front of your children. I don't know how anyone is willing to be in the Supreme Court. I don't know anyone is willing to do anything as a Republican. Now, as a Democrat, it's a whole different story. I don't think, you know, look at Obama. Where are all the people coming forward to talk about Obama in high school? Do you notice there's never been anybody? Don't you find that really weird when he admits in his own book that he did pot all the time, he did cocaine, he dated this woman, he dated this person, and in real life, not one person has ever come forward to say a word about Barack Obama. Don't you find that strange?
Well, yeah, not only do I find that strange, but I also find it strange that Dianne Feinstein and other women that align themselves with the political activists of the Me Too movement, they aren't demanding that Keith Ellison step down. I mean, if all women are supposed to be believed on face value without any sort of corroboration or evidence, we've had two women that have come forward against Keith Ellison that have plenty of corroboration, including text messages, including video, I guess, and they are completely dismissed and ignored. And then, of course, let's keep in mind that Dianne Feinstein, many of her colleagues, used $12 million of taxpayer money to silence their accusers. And many Democrat congressmen and congresswomen, I'm sure, dipped into the taxpayer pot in order to pay out and silence the many different, I think, up to 200 accusers that we last knew of. So if the Democrats really want transparency, I want to know what perverts are sitting in Congress, perhaps some on the Judiciary Committee, perhaps the Spartacus moment himself, used taxpayer dollars to silence women or even men that have come forward. And this is the hypocrisy. The Democrats have weaponized allegations against Republicans. They did it to Donald Trump on the campaign trail. They failed. They did it to Judge Roy Moore on the campaign trail. They won. So they figure if they will just come up with these 11th-hour allegations like they did against Clarence Thomas, like they did against candidate Trump, like they did against candidate Moore, they've got a new weapon in their arsenal, and it's unsubstantiated allegations whereby due process is completely thrown out the window and women just must be believed no matter what they say or when they say it.
I wonder if you've seen not the allegations, but the fact that this woman who's accusing Judge Kavanaugh of, if you listen to her comments, attempted rape, and she thought murder. She thought she would die. You would murder her. When you hear this woman say that, would it surprise you to learn that her mother and father had their house foreclosed and the judge in the case was Kavanaugh's mom?
No, and it also doesn't surprise me that she's a clinical psychologist. And even her students labeled her as nuts and crazy and somewhat dangerous and completely off. I mean, have you ever met a psych that doesn't need a psych?
No, I never have.
And let's not forget, too, that she chose to remain anonymous until she didn't want to be anonymous. But during that time, she started scrubbing her social media profile, which portrayed her as a left-wing zealot, an absolute advocate, activist for Democrat causes, an unhinged Trump-deranged syndrome patient, who then, of course, marched with her fellow misandrists, the feminists, in the pink pussycat hat as they were, railing against this president and supposed misogyny. So, no, nothing surprises me because this is typical and historical in the Democrat playbook. Where did all of the accusers of Roy Moore go? I mean, they were accusing him nothing short of being a pedophile. Where did they go? Where did the 11 or 13 women that came out against Donald Trump a few weeks before the election, where have they disappeared? Where's Gloria Allred? Where's Lisa Bloom? Where are your typical misandrists, your political opportunists, and your Democrat activists standing beside this woman? They're nowhere to be found.
Right. Well, I had a guest on a little earlier, and he's an investigative journalist, Matt Couch. And yep. he made the comment that all those women have disappeared who made accusations against Judge Roy Moore, but the only person is still in the news is suing them. Judge Roy Moore is suing all of them for slander. None of them are suing him. If it really happened, how come they're not suing him? And the answer is because it never happened. They're liars.
Well, right. And, I mean, is Dianne Feinstein going to pull out a yearbook, maybe Judge Kavanaugh's yearbook from 35 years ago and try to maybe compare notes like Gloria Allred did, even a forged signature? I mean, there are no depths to their shame game, and that's all this is. And, you know, when they say, oh, well, all women must be believed. Oh, really? Well, again, let's throw out due process. The expansion of Title IX on college campuses shows what exactly happens to young men when all women should be believed, whether it's Columbia College of some chick strapping a mattress to her back claiming rape when she was never raped, or if it's the Duke lacrosse team that was accused of rape and they never were the rapists. Or if it was some young broad at the University of Virginia saying that she was gang raped by a fraternity, that never happened either. That was proven to be a lie. But since they were immediately believed without any sort of due process granted to the accused, we had plenty of men that were tried in the court of public opinion, smeared, libeled, defamed, lost scholarships, lost many of, were expelled from college, and nearly had their lives ruined based on feminists, activists, and misandrists.
Right. Well, Brett Kavanaugh's girlfriends are all coming forward now to all say he was a wonderful guy and a real gentleman. His previous girlfriends are taking his side and defending him. That's amazing. Because, you know, not all of them are Republicans. So it's pretty amazing when you hear things like that. This guy is a Boy Scout. But here's what I think is going to happen. I honestly believe this is a great moment for the GOP. First of all, Brett Kavanaugh will be approved. He will be, you know, he will wind up on the Supreme Court. But more importantly, it's a great moment for the GOP. This is going to bring us out in such giant numbers. I'm telling you, Megan, this is our big moment. People are going to be so angry because they're going to watch him and the accuser in a nationally televised hearing. And at that moment, you're going to see what a nutcase she is and what a fine gentleman he is. And the entire world is going to be so sick of this that all our sides are going to come out like screaming banshees with pitchforks and torches in their hand. I guarantee you, this is going to be a big victory in November because of this. They've gone too far. They've gone way too far. They don't know what they've done. Stay on the phone, Megan, because when we get back, we'll have you talking about Twitter and Trump declassifying the key FISA documents and banks fleeing Iran as the Trump administration readies harsh sanctions. So we're going to bring Iran to their knees, and we're going to talk about all of it with Megan Barth. When we return, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888 888- 424-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now on USA Radio Network. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you've seen, talking about recent events, how about the Hurricane Florence? It gets worse by the minute. It actually, everyone let their guard down. I kind of thought we all got lucky. It was a 1 instead of a 4 or a 5. It was nothing like predicted. It was nothing like the worst hurricane of all time, right? But it came with such torrential rains, and they moved inland, and it kept raining and raining and raining. And we also all saw the pictures of empty store shelves cleared of basic food and water, gas stations cleared of gas. This is not what you want to face when an emergency eventually strikes the area where you live. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration, protection from disasters. There are some saying that people will be out without power for weeks or months. You need survival tools, and here's where you get those things. You can rely on My Patriot Supply. MyPatriotSupply.com. They've helped hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. For over a decade, they sell hundreds of items, including emergency survival food kits, gravity-powered water filtration systems, at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. It should be a Category 4. It could have been a Category 4 hurricane. Next time it may be. It could be an earthquake like the big one that could happen on the fault line in California, a cyber attack shutting down our power grid, maybe a flooding and a water contamination crisis. For all these emergencies and more, shop at MyPatriotSupply.com. Be prepared. Be your own first responder. MyPatriotSupply.com so you can sleep well in your bed tonight, knowing you're prepared. All right, we've got Megan Barth here, website ReaganBabe.com. Megan, Trump orders the feds to declassify key FISA documents and all the text messages in the FBI Russia probe. This has got to be the biggest news story of the day, even bigger than Kavanaugh. They've got to be running for their lives, the liberals and the FBI agents involved in this and the frauds involved in this like James Comey and McCabe. They've got to all be, you know, rushing to the store to buy Depends diapers at this point.
Well, yeah, and of course you have the key obstructionists within the mainstream media, and of course the mainstream media's favorite patsy, Adam Schiff, who is basically saying, no, this is a red line that cannot be crossed. You know, I've never met a journalist that doesn't want to get to the bottom of the story unless, of course, the story would reveal the absolute collusion, obstruction, and seditious conspiracy that the Democrats undertook in order to overthrow a duly elected president and interfere in a presidential campaign, undermining the will of the American people. So the press will continue to try to avoid these truths, which will be these people will be unmasked for the traitors that they are. And I think it's safe to assume, and I'm not one to assume too much, but when you have James Comey as the director of the FBI working directly with the DOJ, obviously, Loretta Lynch, you know Obama's fingerprints are involved. It wasn't like he got the news from the newspapers. He was the commander-in-chief directing his agencies to act as weapons against a presidential campaign and an incoming administration. So much for the peaceful transition of power. I think we've already uncovered some text messages that were released last week that showed that many in the FBI, including Strzok and Page themselves and Andy McCabe, were leaking to the press in order to create the narrative and the perception amongst the American people that Donald Trump was under a criminal investigation when, in fact, that never was determined.
No, but my point is that when you talk about motivations for people coming out in the November elections, Trump just destroyed the Democratic Party. If what is in these FISA authorization documents and all these FBI texts is what I think is in them, we all get to read all of them. This is going to be mind-blowing. This is going to get all of us out to vote. And I think this hearing on Monday between, you know, this showdown, which is the showdown of the decade on national TV between Christine Blakely Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, this is going to make for the greatest TV soap opera ever. And I think she is going to be unmasked and destroyed on Monday, and he's going to come across looking like the Boy Scout that he is. So I think this all leaves us, this is all the best stuff that could have happened before the November election is the point I'm trying to make.
Well, I think it is. It is going to hopefully encourage a red wave and get people off their butts into the polls in order to save the Senate and save the House so we don't have this Democrat communist clown show continually disrupting hearings or impeding any progress for the American people in middle class America. But there's always an October surprise, and I think that there's plenty more to uncover, specifically with the Mueller investigation and the corrupt FBI under James Comey, and I would like to see some indictments, because as long as these people are free to walk around and give speeches and write books and go on Meet the Press and any other news program that will have them, they continue to operate without any sort of accountability, and accountability needs to be had.
All right, let's hope it's scorched earth now with all these documents getting out. I sure hope so. And I think Brett Kavanaugh is a shoo-in for the United States Supreme Court. And this woman is just going to be outed as a wacko liberal activist from the Man-Haters Club. But we'll find out. This will be exciting TV on Monday. Megan Barth, the website's ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Always enjoy having you on. And hopefully we'll see you in person back in the studio in the next week or two. Thank you, Megan.
Sounds great. Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne Allred, War Now. We're coming up with Newsmax TV, now reaching 80 million homes soon, right now.
product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local state.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hey.